This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a song called Soaring on the Strings. Colleen Trimwith on fiddle, myself on banjo, and that neat little bass lick at the end was a friend of ours, Daniel Beckman, who was doing a great job of playing bass for us at the time, and we thought that lick sounded really good, so we had to put it in there. I've got some bluegrass music to play for you, and the first band coming up is from an album called Front and Centre, and the band is called Sideline, which is a great name for a band because it was formed as a sideline to all the bands that these people play in. Work in one band and then form another band with some different friends. In particular, Steve Dilling, who was in the Lonesome River Band, and then Russell Moore, and third time out for about 20 years. And Jason Moore on fiddle. He's in different bands. Skip Cherry Holmes played guitar in his family band and also with Lou Reed and Caroline. And they all play with other bands, Nathan Aldridge, Troy Boone, Bailey Coe. And here they are doing a song called Memories That We Shared. The band Sad Lion with a big long fiddle ending there, drawn out, sounded great actually. And let's get on with the show. I have an album here from a group that I know very little about, and someone gave me the album and said, you probably will like this, and they were right, I did. And it's a group called the Chapmans, and the album is called Growing Up, A Revisionist History. And the Chapmans are a family band, and this is an album after 20 years of playing family music, or where they decided to re-record lots of those songs and just give them a new treatment. And I know that that happens in a band because I've been through that myself. And Jeremy Chapman is a mandolin and does a lot of the lead vocal. John Chapman, guitar and a lot of the vocal. Jason Chapman, I'm assuming, does the bass and also does vocals. And Bill Chapman plays banjo. They don't let him sing, and that's a bit like my bands where they don't let me sing very often. Stuart Duncan's playing fiddle. Rob Ikes is playing dobro. And this is a song called She's the One That I Can Turn To. Here's the Chapmans after 20 years, a re-recording. I saw her waiting at the door. Oh, what a good sounding band. And just love the way, very together in their rhythmic sound. And I just really like that about it. We'll probably hear more from the Chapman Brothers, not only in this session of Back Porch Bluegrass, but a little bit later on. I tend to do a bit of trolling around op shops or thrift stores, as you might call them, or second-hand shops. And occasionally I look in the LP bin because everyone throws out their Peter, Paul and Mary albums and their Yvonne Rebroff albums and the Seekers albums and things like that. And it's very rare that I find something that's applicable to bluegrass music. But would you believe it, in a shop in Hamilton, I found a Sugar Hill LP by Byron Berline and John Hickman called Double Trouble. I could hardly believe my eyes. For $2, I got this great album, barely been played, and I was just so pleased with that. I saw Byron Berline and John Hickman when BCH, Berline, Creary and Hickman, together with Steve Spurgeon, came to New Zealand in the late 1970s, I think it might have been, or early 1980s. Just wonderful players. And this album is all just fiddle and banjo, just like those old things that Lester Flandell Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys used to do in the middle of their live concerts with Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren. I always enjoyed those fiddle and banjo tunes. So we're going to hear a couple in this session of Back Porch Bluegrass. And the first one is one called Double Trouble. And in the notes, Byron says, D is a pretty key for fiddle, and it works well on all strings from the first to the third positions. This is for all the fiddle players out there. We chose this tune for the album title because John is always getting me into trouble. Double Trouble is a good name for a fiddle tune for a fiddle and banjo. And let's hear them. I'll get the old record player fired up here, and we'll hear John Hickman and Byron Berline. Thank you. great tune that is. And those guys are great at playing together, aren't they? That it's some beautiful little turns of phrase that just matched each other in timing and emphasis. I always got a soft spot for Byron Berline because it was his version of Hamilton County that he played with the Dillards that gave us our name and has stuck with us right through my entire musical life. So Byron Berline had a big influence on there. But hope you enjoyed that fiddle and banjo duet by John Hickman and Byron Berline. I'll get to some local news now. We have a young bluegrass band in New Zealand called You, Me, Everybody. And they do a fine job of playing very contemporary bluegrass music, headed by the Frangos Rhodes brothers, Lawrence on guitar and Sam on mandolin and fiddle, Nat Torkington on banjo, Kim Boddington on guitar, and the bass player, Rob Henderson, I'm pretty sure it is on bass. They're doing a tour around New Zealand of various venues in New Zealand to promote a new album. And this, if you want to catch You, Me, Everybody for in 2026 on March the 12th, they're at the Meteor Theatre right here in Hamilton. March the 13th, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. March the 15th, they're at Whangatau Hall in Whangatau, up near Warkworth. March the 20th, they're at New Plymouth at the Little Theatre in New Plymouth. April the 11th at 116 in Whangarei. And June the 27th, Barrytown Hall in Barrytown, Greymouth, down the South Island, and then July the 1st, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So tickets for those dates are currently on sale with various venue-specific booking sites available. So just put in You, Me, Everybody and click the concert that you want to go to, and I'm pretty sure you'll find them there. I'm going to play you a track off their new album. This is one called Silver Spoon.
My pa, he is a sheepman, my ma, sheepman's wife. They came here for riches dear, all they've known is struggle and strife. I work for the rich farmer, I cook and clean his house. No one here to notice me, I am the kitchen mouse. The silver spoon will bite your tongue, desire makes you thirsty. I will learn to know my place, please God grant me mercy. Till one day his son came home, his smiles were warm and free. From the rich man's cup, he said he'd marry me. No one saw our baby grow, for he was done with me. I birthed him in the outhouse where no one else could see. Silver spoon will bite your tongue, desire makes you thirsty. I will learn to know my place, please God grant me. So sweet and warm, his life it went before it came, no breath from him was drawn. Left him in the outhouse, he had nowhere to go. No silk or satin did I have to wrap my baby soul. Silver spoon will bite your tongue, desire makes you thirsty. Know my place, please God grant me mercy.
That's You, Me, Everybody, and a little bit of contemporary approach to sort of bluegrassy and folk music there. You can see them on March the 14th in Hamilton, and then those subsequent dates. Go and see them. I think you'll enjoy the concert. Let's hear from the Price Sisters now. This is an album from 2017, so it's not that long ago. Still young ladies. Lauren Price on mandolin, Leanna Price on fiddle. Leanna sings lead in this one, and Lauren does the harmony. They've got Charlie Cushman on banjo, Brian Sutton on guitar, and Mike Bubb on bass when those things are needed. Here they are doing the old Delmore Brothers song, Singing My Troubles Away.
I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away to the wind. Hey, 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 where did my troubles begin? Where did they begin? I'm telling you why I'm not feeling blue. It's 'cause my trouble has gone with the wind. I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away from my door. Hey, 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 troubles they go below. Thought I ought to know what old man trouble will do. He'll cause you to be blue.
Song. I really do love it, and they did a fine version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you music from my shelves. Sometimes it's on the LP shelves, sometimes it's on the CD shelves. Most often it's on the CD shelves, and I dig out albums that I think have some music on them that you might enjoy. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been listening to bluegrass music from the time I first heard Flat and Scruggs play, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it and totally immersed in it. And I'm a banjo player mostly, and although like everybody else, you learn to play a few other things as well along the way. And I just enjoy so much about bluegrass music. I love the way it all integrates to make a very satisfactory sound, and hopefully you're the same. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton. Perfect sponsor to have for Back Porch Bluegrass. And if you go and see the folks at Shearer's, they'll help you buy anything from some new flat picks or finger picks to a new Martin guitar and lots of instruments along the way. They might have a Deering banjo in there, they might have a mandolin, they've got thousands of ukuleles and violins from entry level to really good quality, and lots of good advice from the people because they're all musicians. So I really appreciate the fact that Shearer's Music sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's get on with the show, and here's Dawn Lawson with a song, More Behind the Picture Than the Wall, and it's a great song, beautifully written. It's from a time when Doyle had two great tenor singers in the band, Darren Beachley and Jamie Daly. They're helping him out on this one. Doyle's singing lead, Mike Hartgrove is playing fiddle. And I love this album because I got it from Doyle himself, and he signed the CD himself, and the band signed the inlay. I've always been a fan of Doyle's music. I've got more albums of his than I can possibly count, and I should play it more often on the show, really. But here he is doing this really great song, More Behind the Picture Than the Wall.
I was cleaning out the closet, throwing things away. I'd forgotten all about it, but I looked, there it lay. I picked it up, found a frame, and hung it in the hall. But there's more behind this picture than the wall. It was taken on that trip we took back in 92. Casey sure did look like me, Lori looked like you. We had no way of knowing then just how the cards would fall. Yeah, there's more behind this picture than the wall. Casey joined the army, they seen him far from home. Lori moved Hollywood, pretending she was grown. You and I held on and tried to make sense of it all. There's more behind this picture than the wall. Soon our little family was scattered to the wind. You fell out of love with me and wouldn't fall back in. I was sleeping by myself the night I got that call. Yeah, there's more behind this picture than the wall. Casey died a hero, that's what the chaplain said. We couldn't find sweet Lori, I doubt she knows it yet. You and I stood tortured by the memories we recall. There's more behind this picture than the wall. Four happy loving faces, back then we had it all. But there's more behind this picture than the wall.
it's a sad song, isn't it? But there's a lot of truth in it. I think we better brighten up the show. Here's Sideline with the instrumental version of Cotton Eye Joe. No wonder they didn't do the words for it. I don't think anyone could sing that fast. Time for a gospel song. And one of the first gospel albums that we got was a Bill Monroe one called I Saw the Light, recorded in 1958 and released in 1959. It was just when albums were really starting to be recorded as a complete unit rather than as an assemblage of other songs. Bill Monroe had a quartet on this one. He was playing mandolin, doing lead and tenor vocals. Ed Mayfield, one of Bill's favourite lead singers, played guitar and did lead and harmony vocals. Ed unfortunately died as a young man from cancer, and he was one of the best of Bill's lead singers. Cully Hope, who was a professional bass singer, he did the bass vocals on it, and that really enriched the album. And Kenny Baker was doing the harmony vocals, the baritone harmony, and he describes the situation as Cully was standing there beside him, raising his hand up and putting it down, and Kenny's voice followed his hand, because Kenny wasn't that great a singer, he said, but he did a fine job on this album. Here's a song called I Found a Hiding Place, and this is sort of classic old-time bluegrass gospel.
Lonesome road to heaven blessed a boat for many years I was burdened with care. Saw the lightning flashed and raging billows dashed, my sorrow then was so heavy to bear. But since my Jesus came, oh, praise his holy name, he shed the light of his wonderful grace. And every night and day to him I steal away, I found the blessed hiding place.
I found a hiding place.
I found a hiding place. Blessed hiding place.
I see the hiding place.
I said a hiding place.
A blessed hiding place.
A blessed hiding place.
There's glory in my soul.
There's glory in my soul.
Hallelujah.
A hallelujah road.
But since my Jesus came.
But since my Jesus came.
I'm under his control.
I'm under his control.
He keep me dead and day.
He keep me night and day.
He answers when I pray.
He answers when I pray.
And from the raging storm.
And from the raging storm.
To him I steal away.
To him I steal away.
I found a hiding place.
Jude, I ain't no place to choose. Each day I had to keep traveling on. But now I found the way that leads to endless day. No more in darkness I wander alone. When Satan would alarm, I fly to God's strong arm and hide away in His loving embrace. For in the solid rock, the blessed solid rock, I found a blessed hiding place.
Jesus came.
Or since my Jesus came,
I'm under His control.
I'm under His control.
He keeps me night and day.
He keeps me night and day.
He answers when I pray.
He answers when I pray.
And from the raging storm.
And from the raging storm.
To Him I steal away.
To Him I steal away.
I feel no tempter's knock.
I feel no tempter's knock.
I feel no tempter's shock.
I feel no tempter's shock.
On the solid rock.
For in the solid.
Well, that's a bit different, isn't it? High falsetto lead and rich sound. And we thought that was the way they did Bluegrass Gospel because it was one of the first gospel albums we ever got. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys from that. I need to tell you about another concert that's coming up. The Cambridge Autumn Festival is something happens every year, usually the last couple of weeks of March. And this year, they've got the Trenwiths doing a bluegrass music concert. And that's me and two boys, Sam and Tim, and a grandson, Tyler. And we're playing our version of bluegrassy type music there. And we've fattened out the concert by including my oldest son, Jeremy, and his wife, Victoria. Jeremy plays guitar, used to be the bass player and the guitarist in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and Victoria plays fiddle. She played fiddle in the band, but they're appearing as a duo. And we'll have Pam Finlay from the band just doing a couple of songs there to add a woman's voice into the program. We think it's going to be a great show. It's on Saturday, the 28th of March, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, so that's a great time. And it's at the Woolshed in the Tiawa Life Care Village. And the Woolshed is a great big lounge place. It's a wonderful venue for doing a concert. And tickets are $25 from Paper Plus Cambridge, or you can get them online at www.humanitix.co.nz. NZ, which is a ticket buying place, Humanitics, and sounds complicated. But it'll also be on Facebook. If you're a Facebook user, there'll be something there for the Cambridge Autumn Festival. It's going to be a good concert. Love to see you there. Come up and say hi. Big shout out to all the people listening on radios and podcasts everywhere. I'm going to play you something quite different now. Hamilton County did a live concert in 1970 at the Wynyard Tavern. It was a great concert, and we had a lot of fun recording it. Very small venue. People were sitting right at our feet. And as I said, I only occasionally got to sing in the band, and I used to do the, not the comedy songs, but things that were a bit different. And this is me singing lead of the song called Cindy, and this is the way we did it at the time. Recorded live, lots of action. See if you enjoy this.
Well, you ought to see my Cindy. She lives away down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees just swarm around her mouth. Get along, get along, get along. I'll marry you someday. Summertime and Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy now, I won't have her at all. Kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, Cindy. Cindy had a dream one night. She dreamed that she was dead. She went up to the pearly gates, and to St. Peter said, kiss me now, kiss me again, kiss me now. Oh, once more, St. Peter. Go on.
No.
I'll tickle your back.
Oh, well.
Once more, Cindy.
Well, it's been a long time since I've heard that. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Oh, I think Alan was playing some clawhammer banjo at the same time as I was doing some picking, and Alan did a verse as well at the end there, and we got a little bit of comedy and humour in there, and the audience loved it. Let's get back to some bluegrass music, and now make sure you come and see us at the Autumn Festival. Here's the Chapmans with Jenny Deer. lovely song that is. That's the Chapmans with Jenny Dear. They do some really nice songs and nice arrangements. Let's hear from the Berline-Hickman combination again, a double fiddle and banjo tune. And this one is an old-time tune called Liberty, and sounds like this. That's a sudden ending, isn't it? And they were giving a real workout to the top end of their instruments, weren't they? And that old tune, Liberty, there. Well, we're just about getting to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. There's been a lot to talk about this time. You've got to remember to do your bookings at the Cambridge Autumn Festival for Saturday, the 28th of March, for the Trenwiths. And I need to comment that I'm sort of doing fewer and fewer concerts these days as I'm getting a bit older and less able to hear and pick the way I'd like to do it. So that's just the way of things. So if you ever want to see us in concert, that'll be the time to do it. And of course, on March the 14th, you've got the You, Me, Everybody in concert at the Meteor Theatre in Hamilton. So make sure you book for those concerts too, if you're local or wherever they are close to you. Let's finish up with a tune called Little Cabin Home on the Hill. How bluegrassy can you get? This is by Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley and a whole bunch of their friends, and doing a pretty full-on version of this one. Thanks for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Really appreciate you being with me. Do it again next week. Bye.
Seems there's longing for you still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on. on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Well, I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. For you, well, just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to your little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.